Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and what a wonderful week it's been talking about overcoming worry and anxieties and burdens and fears and all these things that want to so easily beset us. You know, the Bible said these things are light afflictions compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. So we see that the first day we talked about the fear that Job was dealing with. The second day we talked about what Jesus said about don't worry. The third day we talked about Paul and he said, be anxious for nothing. And the fourth day we talked about Peter and casting all his cares upon the Lord. So we're going to talk today about the fourth one, which is an old covenant man of God that we're going to talk about that had the heart for God, that had God's actually heart. Bible said that God said David was a man after his own heart. But let's see what David said about worrying, because David had a lot of concerns. You remember David got up on top of the mountain and screamed out to God and said, where are you at? But look at Psalms 55 and 22 in the Amplified Classic. It says, cast your burden on the Lord, releasing the weight of it, and He will sustain you. He will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved, made to slip, made to fall, made to fail. Provisions for what you need comes from the Lord, but it comes when you open the gateway of faith, not only the gateway of fear or the gateway of worry. Now, look what David said. David said, cast all your burdens on the Lord, releasing the weight of them. How many times have you been dealing with a situation and you've reasoned out and for some miraculous way you've solved the problem? What kind of weight was lifted off of you? What kind of weight? Most of us cried out to the Lord when we could no longer do it, when we no longer could fix ourselves. He will sustain you, the Bible says. He will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved, made to slip, made to fall or fail. Now think about that just a minute. He said, I will not let you be moved, made to slip, made to fall, or made to fail. So we got to understand that we got to trust Him with all these burdens. David went through some heavy stuff in his life. David set an ark and numbered the people, and 20,000 people died. So he made some difficult decisions in his life. He looked at this woman and sinned with Bathsheba, had her husband killed, and he done all these things, but yet he realized in the middle of all this. Look at Psalms 37 and verse 5, and we're going to get some good revelation. Commit your way to the Lord. Roll each care of your load on Him. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident also in Him, and He will bring it to pass. So I've got to roll all of my cares upon the Lord. Now, he told Peter to cast all his cares upon the Lord. Now David said, I've learned to roll or commit your way to the Lord. In other words, stop trying to figure it out and say, Lord, I want you to show me the wisdom by the Holy Spirit. The Bible said the Holy Spirit will come upon you, teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance that He said unto us. So the Holy Spirit wants us to listen to our inward voice. Remember what He told Elijah? He said, I'm not in the storm, I'm not in the lightning, I'm not in the thunder, I'm in a still, small voice. But you know, when you're going through anxiety and fear and panic attacks and all these things that attack our physical bodies and our mental aspects, we go through life and we seem hard, we seem callous, but it's hard to focus on the Word of God when you're feeling pressure, when you're feeling like your head's going to explode or your chest is heart's going to beat out of your chest. You got to realize that as you walk through these battles and these rages of life, we have an opportunity to walk in the power and the authority of the Word of God and walk in victory beyond anything we can ever imagine, because God is doing miraculous things. Commit your way to the Lord. Psalms 55, cast your burden on the Lord, releasing the weight of it. You know, Pastor, how do we do that? That's when we get in the presence of God and just spend time there until He removes the heaviness, till He gives us peace in the middle of the struggle. What was it He said? He said, if you'll give me your situations, if you'll roll your situations over to me, if you'll give me those things, I'll take care of them. Be anxious for nothing and casting all your care upon the Lord, rolling those things on to me, and the peace of God in Philippians 4 and 7, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your minds and it'll guard your hearts. But David went through some difficult things in his life, but he stood the test of time. And we realize that when David got Bathsheba and had her husband killed, and then got his life straightened out with the Lord. God still used him in a miraculous way. God doesn't always call qualified people. He qualifies the people that he calls. And God don't always pick the best people. There was three in the lineage of Jesus that were prostitutes. David was seemed like a not a good man. How would you like for David to be your pastor and he's the one just teaching you the word of God and all the things that he done? He killed a man to get his wife, had a child out of wedlock with the man, had some affairs. All these things went through his mind. Look at Jesse, his daddy. Look at David. Then look at Solomon. But out of Bathsheba came Solomon, which was the wisest man that ever lived. But are you willing to cast all your cares and roll all your ways on the Lord and trust Him and rely on Him and lean on Him and be confident also in Him, and He'll bring it to pass. Guys, He will turn your situation around and He will bless you because you can trust Him. That's the beauty of grace.